后书第十章。
Let's continue to study 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书的第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我们有这个宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
有时候我们在服侍神的过程，常常觉得我们真的是缺乏能力。
As we are serving the Lord, many times we find that we are lacking power.
如果有更大的能力，我们能够为神做更多的工作。
If we have more power, we can do more work for God.
我们仔细想，为什么我们没有办法像当时的使徒这么大的能力。
We can carefully ponder why is it that we don't have the great power that the apostles once had.
很可能是我们的追求不够。
Perhaps our pursuit is not enough.
也很可能是我们还没有学会做一个瓦器。
Perhaps we have not learned to be an earthen vessel.
因为这里说这个宝贝要在瓦器里面显明莫大的能力。
Because it says here that a treasure in earthen vessels will only be shown with excellence of power.
所以我们如果学会的瓦器，神的能力就会从我们身上流出去。
So only if we can learn to be an earthen vessel, can we have that excellence of power.
那这个学习不只是知识上的认同。
This learning is not only in knowledge.
就是我知道，我知道，我同意。
Or an agreement in comprehending.
而是要把知识变成自我的一部分。
But is to make this knowledge as a part of us.
那这个就需要一段的努力。
So this requires some training period.
瓦器是卑贱的。
An earthen vessel is very lowly.
但是因为有宝贝在身上而变成贵重。
It is only noble because of this treasure that is within the earthen vessel.
这是第三个自觉。
This is the third recognition we must have.
第四个。
And the fourth recognition.
这个瓦器要洁净才能够被神所用。
In order to have the earthen vessel be used, it has to be cleansed.
提摩太后书的第二章。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
人若自洁脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
这个地方在讲前面二十节哈，照着它的价值来排，金器、银器、木器、瓦器。
See a priority or the ranking of the preciousness of various vessels in verse 20.
这是人的观念在判断人的价值。
In the human mind, there is the priority of gold, silver, wood, and clay in order.
对，有的看起来像金的，有的像银的，这样价值人的心自己有一个标准在判断。
We will evaluate each person's value based on whether or not they're gold, silver, wood, or clay.
但是到最后发现神在判断人的价值不一样。
But we have to know that the way God perceives a ranking is completely different from the human values.
那贵重的器皿是什么？
So how do we qualify to become a noble vessel?
是主人真的要用的是什么？
Someone that will be useful to the master, who would that be?
不在乎他是金银。
It doesn't matter if he is gold or silver.
到最后是自洁脱离卑贱的事。
He's someone who determines himself to be cleansed for use by the master.
这样就会做贵重的器。
To be sanctified and to be prepared for every good work.
就会合乎主用。
Useful for the master.
有时候我们在世界上久了后，会把世俗的观念带到教会来想。
As we continue to work in this world, we may bring in the worldly values.
美国有一个总统做得不错。
There was a president that was very good.
在他的任期之内，美国的没有赤字，预算平衡。
During his presidency, the United States enjoyed prosperity.
预算没有 deficit、
there was no deficit、
预算平衡、
there was a budget was balanced、
但是他的私生活有问题
but he had a problem with his private life、
甚至曾经被国会这个 impeachment、叫弹劾
in fact he was almost impeached as a result、of his sordid、personal affairs
那我们就发现这个社会里面在讨论、意见是什么
And so what was the common opinion of the public?
只要他有能力把总统这个职分做好，私生活不需要管。
Most people felt that as long as he was competent in fulfilling his duties as a president, it doesn't matter what he does in his private affair.
所以这个是越来越在整个社会的趋向，能力最重要。
And so this is the common ways of the world. It is, they base it on talent and not on morals.
私生活。没有关系。
What they do in their privacy of their home is not something to worry about.
但是我们回到教会里面来。
But when we talk about service for the Lord in church,
圣经的教训是另外一个方向。
This is a different teaching that we find in the Bible.
要自洁脱离卑贱的事，才能做贵重的器皿。
We must resolve to be sanctified, to be cleansed from things that are ignoble.
所以。我们要做一个瓦器啊，就是要洁净。
So in order to be a vessel used for honor by the master, we must cleanse ourselves.
那在提摩太前后书里面有提到几点事情我们要逃避。
There are several things mentioned in 2 Timothy that we must flee from.
我们看二十二节。
In chapter 2, verse 22, 2 Timothy.
要逃避少年人的私欲。
To flee from youthful lusts.
然后从清心祷告主的追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of pure heart.
就是要用祷告来逃避私欲。
It is to flee the youthful lusts through the power of prayer.
那私欲啊，能够除掉，我们生活才能圣洁，才能够被神所用。
Only if we are able to escape from these youthful lusts can we become sanctified and useful for honor.
但是这个私欲是罪性的一部分。
Lust is only a component of the sinful nature.
差不多没有神你没有办法怎么做的。
Without God, there is no way to break through the bonds.
这个私欲好像耶利哥城。
This youthful lust is like a Jericho.
城墙高大。
The city has such high walls.
你要怎么把它打倒？
There's no way it seems to be able to break it down.
但是神有更好的方法。
But God had a better way.
要把约柜抬出来。
Was to bring forth the ark of God.
每一天绕一圈。
To march around the city once a day.
第七天绕七圈。
For 7 days and to march around 7 times on the 7th day.
大喊一声就倒了。
And then the whole wall crumbled.
所以他们所畏惧那个耶利哥人竟然是这样打倒了。
And so the ones that they fear the most.Were destroyed in such a miraculous, unexpected way.
今天我们要打倒私欲。
So today, to defeat our youthful lusts,
才能够做神的器皿。
To become an honorable vessel for the Lord.
只有立志是不够的。
Only determination is not enough.
我们天天立志，每天都在悔改。
If because we'll make resolve every day, we'll break it every day.
因为不想做的一直做。
Because we do what we do not want to do.
对的做不出来
But the good we want to do, we don't do.
天天悔改
And so every day we are repenting.
那有一天我们开始学会好像在绕耶利哥城
But one day we shall walk out of it, just like we're walking around circling the wall of Jericho.
天天为自己的软弱，为自己的私欲来祷告
Every day we march around the walls, praying to overcome our sins.
祷告了七天了，完全了。
After we pray for 7 days, when a prayer is complete,
那个私欲不见了。
Then this lust should be destroyed.
它已经倒了。
The sinful nature has been conquered.
内心就很清洁。
And then our heart can become clean and pure again.
变成神的殿。
So that it becomes the temple of God.
那至高神就要住在我们里面了。
And the Lord of high heaven should come and dwell within us.
那神住在我们里面了，才有办法发出莫大的能力。
And only when the Lord lives in us can our vessels have excellent power.
所以有时候我们祷告的目标常常是为着工作祷告，当然这个很好，也需要。
So many times when we are praying for the work of God, it is good.
哎，为什么？因为工作祷告。
Why do we
没有发不出力量来
？Pray for the work of God, but still we don't see the power come forth.
因为里面有不洁净。
Because there's uncleanliness within us.
神住不进来，祷告没有办法发生功效。
And our prayers are not effective because God is unable to come upon us.
神没有办法通过这个瓦器发出他的能力。
God is unable to abide with us and to manifest His great power through this lowly vessel.
所以我们看到每一次的属灵复兴都是从悔改开始。
And so we see that through every great revival, it always begins with a great repentance.
你圣经里面找到每一次的属灵复兴都是从悔改开始。
Every single record of a revival in the Bible begins with a repentance.
把我们内心的罪拿掉，神能够通过我们这个瓦器，才能够显出能力。
Only when we choose to remove the sinful nature from within our heart can the power of God come upon us.
所以要做贵重的器皿啊，必须是洁净的。
So in order to become a noble vessel, we must first be sanctified and cleansed.
那我们再看这个第二章提摩太前书。
Further look at 2 Timothy chapter 2.
14节。
Verse 14.
你们要使众人回讲这一事，在主面前吩咐他们，不可为言语争辩，这是没有益处的，只听见败坏的人。
Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers.
那在提方地方啊，在前面也有讲，要逃避啊，这个虚谈。
It also speaks about escaping talking about vain words.
好，所以有时候我们的心哦，被污秽的，就是从言语上开始的。
Sometimes our uncleanliness comes from unclean words.
我们看马可福音第六章第七章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 7.
15节。
Verse 15.
从外面进去的不能污秽人，从里面出来才能污秽的。
That which comes from the outside cannot defile a man, but what comes from the inside, those defile a man.
为什么知道我们里面不干净？
How do we know that we are unclean inside us?
就从讲的话。
We can tell by the words we speak.
如果里面很纯，我们讲的话很纯。
If we are clean inside, then the word we speak is very pure.
这个不只是一种讲话的技巧，这个是人里面那种灵性。
It is not only a technique in the way we speak, but it is also the spiritual nature that's reflective.
所以我们要让自己洁净啊，就从内心，然后让我们的话语洁净。
And are reflected in our words. So in order to cleanse our speech, we must start by cleansing our heart.
啊，这是瓦器的自觉。
And this is the recognition of a earthen vessel.
最后一个。
And lastly,
如果这个瓦器要被能力充满
，If a earthen vessel is to become filled with the power of God,
这个瓦器必须要是虚空、空虚的。
This earthen vessel must be emptied of itself.
要倒空啊，才能够被充满。
It must be completely empty in order to be completely filled.
啊，这个也不是很简单的。
This in itself is also very difficult to accomplish.
我们看，列王记下第四章。
Let's look at 2 Kings.
列王记下的第四章。
Chapter 4.
第三节。
Verse 3.
列王记下第四章第三节。
Second Kings chapter 4 verse 3.
以利沙说：“你去，向你的众邻舍借空器皿，不要少借。”
Elisha said to her, "Go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors. Empty vessels, do not gather just a few."
这里说有一个先知门徒的太太来哀求以利沙。
In the story, there was a certain wife of a prophet that came to Elisha asking for help.
她有一个问题啊，没有人能解决。
She had a problem no one else could solve.
因为她欠钱啊，现在人要来把她两个儿子带去做奴仆。
Because she owes many debts and the creditors were coming to take her two sons as slaves.
哦, 那伊丽莎要怎么来解决这个寡, 这个寡妇的问题呢?
How can Elijah resolve this crisis of this widow?
做一个结论就是用神的恩典来解决。
Elijah solved it through the blessing of God.
哦, 那怎么用神的恩典来解决?
How did Elijah use the blessing of God?
你去借空器皿。
First, he asked her to borrow empty vessels.
第一个，这器皿要空的。
First, these vessels must be empty.
第二个，不要少借，越多越好。
Secondly, you must borrow as many as you can.
然后回到家里面。
And then when you return,
门关起来，你就把你有的油就倒在这里面。
After you close the door, then you need to start pouring oil as much as you can in all these vessels.
第六节。
Verse 6.
器皿都满了，对儿子说：“再给我拿器皿。”儿子说：“没有器皿了，油就止住了。”
When the vessels were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." He said, "There is no other vessel," so the oil ceased.
如果这个寡妇啊，预备再多一倍的器皿啊，那个油还会流出来。
If this widow had prepared twice the number of vessels that she had, she would have had double the amount of oil that she had then.
那器皿完，就是都完了，那个油就停止了。
But since there was no other vessel, the oil ceased.
这个倒不完的油啊，就是神的恩典。
And so this oil that is limitless represents the blessing of God.
神的能力。
The power of God.
那需要有空的器皿啊，来承受。
It can only go into empty vessels.
这个器皿越空越好。
The more empty it is, the better it is.
好，所以主耶稣说，天国近啊。
When Jesus came and proclaimed that the Kingdom of Heaven is at hand.
接下去讲八福。
Then he went on to say the eight Beatitudes.
第一福。
The very first.
虚心的有福了。
Beatitude was blessed are the poor.
Poor, 英文的 poor. Poor 就是没有，很穷，我什么都没有。
Poor in heart. That means they are lacking everything. They're destitute.
有的人啊，他的心很虚，很空虚。
Some of the people, they actually are lacking many things in their heart.
换一句话就是很谦卑了。
Could be that they are very humble and lowly.
这个就是天国的进去的条件。
And this is one of the prerequisites for someone to find the kingdom of God.
那这个心灵空虚的人不一定他没有什么外在的条件。
Doesn't mean that this person who has a poor heart is necessarily monetarily poor.
安提阿伯的太监。
The eunuch of
Ethiopia.
Ethiopia.
他总管银库。
He was a treasury. Treasurer of the queen's treasure.
他是有地位，可能很有钱。
Treasure house. He was a man of high status, and he was wealthy.
这只是外在的。
This was his outward status.
但他的里面很空虚。
But we can tell within his heart it was empty.
所以他就很渴慕神的话，就跑到耶路撒冷去。
And so because of his thirst after the word of God, he took himself to journey into Jerusalem.
那回来就马车上就在念以赛亚书。
And he couldn't wait to even read the word of God. So on the journey, he was already reading the word of Isaiah.
人的内心如果很空，你就会很好像肚子很饿，很想要多了解一点，很想要多吸收一点。
If your heart is empty, then you'll be very thirsty to want to absorb a little bit more about God.
那腓力就去靠近他。
And then Philip went, drew near to him.
又问他，你念的你明白吗？
As he ran alongside, he asked him, "Do you understand what you're reading?"
他是总管银库的。
This was asking to someone who is such a high position as a treasurer of a queen's treasury house.
但是当他被这样一问的时候，他说没有人教我，我怎么能明白？谦卑。
When he was questioned, he simply responded, admitted that he knew nothing unless someone taught him.
他的心是空的。
His heart was empty.
所以腓力就开始讲圣经了。
It was with this that Philip is able to share the gospel with him.
他就听得懂。
And then he was able to understand.
他就车子停下来就受洗了。
And as soon as he understood, the carriage stopped and he was baptized.
所以得到神恩典的人是内心很空、倒空的人。
Those who receive the blessings of God must begin with empty hearts.
他不一定没有世界的条件。
Doesn't mean that they don't have any status in the world.
但是他在内心里面已经把它倒掉了。
But they have already cast all those worldly qualifications out the door.
这是难了，难在这一点。
This is the difficulty we face today.
大家以为宝贵的，在心里的最深处把它倒掉了。
What we consider to be valuable must be cast aside.
那这样神才能够住到我们里面，充满在我们里面。
Then the Heavenly Father and God can fill His Spirit within us.
所以我们昨天也在查考哦，保罗他没有这个啊，靠肉体的，他不靠肉体。
Study yesterday, we know that Paul did not rely or have any confidence in his own fleshly merits.
英文叫 confident flesh， 从肉体所带来的信心他没有。
He had none whatsoever of reliance in his past.
就是法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee.
律法的义。
He was righteous and blameless according to law.
公会的议员。
He was a member of the Sanhedrin.
加玛利的门下受教育。
He was under the tutelage of Gamaliel.
其实这个保罗都有啊。
Everything that Paul had.
他现在要得到基督，他现在把这个先倒掉。
Was admired by the world, but in order to gain Christ, he had to cast it all aside.
倒掉就是没有了。
When he cast it all aside, he had nothing left.
没有他就不会再提了。
When he had nothing left, there was nothing for him to boast or brag about.
倒掉就没有，没有就没有什么可以提了。
When he had nothing left, there's nothing to speak about.
那这样，神就可以用他，神就可以充满在他里面。
And this is how God could start using him.
摩西也是一样啊。
Moses was the same likewise.
神用40年的时间才真的让他自己倒空。
God used 40 years to completely deplete any shred of dignity or pride from him.
所以这个不简单。
And this was very difficult.
到80岁，神要用他。
At the age of 80, God was ready to use him.
他说：“我是什么人？”
Moses first said, "Who am I?"
他是什么人？
And who is he?
埃及受了一切的教育。
He was someone who was greatly educated in Egypt.
说话行事都有能力。
Powerful in speech and deed.
他现在说：“我是什么人？”
Yet he confessed himself, "I don't know what I am now."
就已经倒掉了，没有了。
Because he has emptied himself completely.
那没有了，神就给他一个应许。
As soon as he emptied himself, God gave him a promise.
我要与你同在。
That I will abide with you.
那你手中有什么？一根杖。
What do you have in your hand? Only a staff.
这个就是神的权柄。
And this became the authority of God.
就给你。
God's authority was granted to him.
凭着这一根杖去可以见法老。
With this simple staff, he was able to meet with the Pharaoh.
40年啊，才让他讲这一句话：“我是什么人？”
It took him 40 years to say, "Who am I?"
所以今天呢，我们需要不断的求神帮助，我们真能够把这个信倒掉。
So today we must ask the Lord for power to help us empty ourselves.
倒掉就从心里面内心的最深处，我不提了。
To no longer mention any part about us, it's just to empty everything that we have within.
那我们就会被神充满。
Then we can be filled by the Spirit of God.
那被神充满就能够发出莫大的能力。
Only when we're filled with the Spirit of God can we have excellent power.
所以我们看每一个人在服事神之前都有一段预备。
So we see that before any person can serve God, there's always a period of preparation.
那个预备就是一种倒空，一种洁净。
Is a period for cleansing, for emptying of ourselves.
使我们能够变成合神所用的器皿。
So that we can become a vessel that is useful to the Master.
我们现在看约翰福音第二章。
And turn to John chapter 2.
约翰福音的第二章。
John chapter 2.
这里记载主耶稣到去参加迦拿的婚宴。
Here it records that Jesus went to attend a wedding in Cana.
结果发现酒用尽了。
There he found that the wine is gone.
那婚宴在当时没有酒，就没有笑声，没有喜乐的。
They were run out of wine, so there would be no longer any laughter.
那这个要怎么解决？
So how can they solve this problem?
我们看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
耶稣对人说：“把缸倒满了水。”他们就倒满，一直到缸口。
Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water, and they fill them up to the brim."
那为什么这个缸可以倒满着水
？How is it that this water pot can be filled with water？
因为这缸是空的。
Because these water pots were empty.
这个水可以代表圣灵。
This water represents the Holy Spirit.
那这个缸可以代表每一个人。
And this water pot could represent each of us.
有时候我们自己准备的酒啊，世俗的娱乐哦，到最后你会发现呢，酒用尽了。
Sometimes the wine that we prepare for ourselves from this world will be used up one day.
用钱买的那些娱乐会用尽。
The pleasures we have gained through our money will be used up.
啊，现在主耶稣要变酒，更好，不必钱。
But now, Lord Jesus will give us a new wine that is free.
那第一个就是我们要把自己倒空。
But in order to gain this new wine, we must first empty ourselves.
让那水进来。
Then the water can come in.
倒空，圣灵充满。
When we empty ourselves, we can be filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后从内心里面所掏出来的是更好的酒，更好的满足。
And then what comes out will be a more beautiful wine, more satisfying experience.
这是我们在主里面所能够得到的好处。
This is one of the great blessings we can gain in Christ.
所以我们要自觉我们是瓦器。
And so we must realize that we are only earthen vessels.
要被神充满，要空虚，要倒空。
We need to empty ourselves to cleanse ourselves so we can be filled.
那神的能力表现出来是什么？
And so how does it look when the power of God comes through us?
我们看哥林多后书第四章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我们这四面受敌却不困住，心里作难却不失望，遭逼迫不被丢弃，打倒了不致死亡。
We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed.
当一个人被莫大的能力充满，
When a person is completely filled by this excellence of power,
困难就挡不住了。
Then no trouble can block us.
神的能力太大。
Because the power of God is too great.
四面受敌，
Though we are pressed hard on every side,
你以为没路走了。
Even though it seems like we have no other way to walk,
不被困住还是神开一条路。
But we will not be crushed. We will still have a way to walk.
这个是神的能力。
And this is the power of God.
心底作难，不致失望。
But when we are perplexed, we will not fall into despair.
有时候你就觉得是，那这个要怎么做？
Sometimes we are puzzled what we should do.
但是不会失望，到最后还是有一个结果出来。
But we will not be in despair because a solution will be found.
遭逼迫不被打倒， 不被丢弃。
Persecuted but not forsaken.
逼迫在监牢是很孤单的。
Being persecuted and put into jail is very lonely.
但是神没有丢弃他。
But God never forsake him.
打倒了不致死亡。
Though we may be struck down, we are not destroyed.
这是保罗的体验。
This is the experience of Paul.
因为有莫大的能力。
Because of the excellent power that is within him.
所以我们现在来祷告。
And now we are about to pray.
让我们在神面前来预备自己成为器皿。
We ask the Lord to prepare ourselves these earthen vessels.
空的器皿。
To become empty.
求主的宝贝圣灵充满在我们里面。
That his powerful Holy Spirit may fill within us.
让我们能够做美好的服事。
So that we may have wonderful service for him.
要求圣灵的或者代祷接受按手的，请我们都到前面来。
All those have requests for needs or laying of hands, feel free to come forward.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.